Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. This is Autumn Chimik. In today's edition, we'll start presenting the daily news followed by a musical break as usual. Afterwards, the program will be continued with a regular mailbox program introducing the letters and emails which we have received past week. Stay tuned. Here is the news. Mayor of Ulaanbaatar meets EBRD head in Mongolia. Governor of the capital city and Mayor of Ulaanbaatar, Mr. Sumyabatar, held a meeting with head of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, or EBRD, in Mongolia, Heinz Takas, on September the 10th. During the meeting, the parties noted that a revised bill on the legal status of Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia, was successfully adopted after 27 years and exchanged views on how the parties would cooperate further within this frame, as the city now has become financially and legally capable to develop independently. The EBRD is successfully implementing an Ulaanbaatar solid waste modernization project. Mr. Sumyabatar expressed a proposal to increase the scope and number of projects and programs to be implemented in the capital city in the future. Adding that as the governor of the capital city, he strives to resolve major pressing issues of Ulaanbaatar in a rational and efficient way, Mr. Sumyabatar said that the municipality of Ulaanbaatar is willing to cooperate by attracting foreign and domestic investment and strengthening public-private partnership. Noting an importance of proper management of public administration in the implementation of major projects, programs and activities, they agreed to explore opportunities for further cooperation in this area. Mongolian TVET sector professionals attend virtual international conference. A digitalization and TVET conference was organized to discuss the requirements and approach for competence development of TVET personnel in international and development cooperation context. The conference was organized by the GIZ TVET Academy, jointly with Univoke Center Magdeburg, ADB Education Group, Swiss Federal University for Vocational Education and Training, and ILO. The conference featured presentations and panel discussion on the challenge of TVET teachers, change in the industry, and digital approach of TVET teacher developments. In this conference, 30 participants from Mongolian TVET sector attended with the organizational support of GIZ implemented cooperative technical and vocational education and training project. Talks on the TVET teacher development, skills that will be needed in the future, were very useful and is highly relevant topic for Mongolia. The active participation of private companies in the conference reminded us once more to support the strong involvement of private sector in the TVET sector and the need to work closely, not only expanding teachers to acquire new skills, said one of the participants, senior methodologist from TVET. Speaker Dandan Shatter attends panel discussion. On September the 9th, Chairman of the State Great Parliament of Mongolia, Mr. Zhandanshater, attended and addressed the panel discussion Parliament's Openness, Transparency and Accessibility versus Security, How to Strike a Balance, as part of the 5th World Conference of Speakers of Parliament held in Vienna, Austria. The panel was chaired by the Speaker of the National Assembly of Togo, Ms. Yawa Jikubodi Tsigan, and addressed by the Speakers of the Parliaments of Austria, Latvia, the United Arab Emirates, Chile, Romania, Switzerland, Yemen, Uruguay, Estonia, Nepal, and Nigeria. During the discussion, the participants considered that parliaments all over the world aim to be as accessible as possible to their electorates. Yet the more parliaments open up, the more they have to bear in mind the security risk for themselves and the institution. Speakers of parliament shared experiences, including both challenges and opportunities and good practices from their own parliaments in safeguarding order and security in parliament and protecting the safety of all parliaments while ensuring that the institution and its members remain accessible to the public. Vice Chairman of State Great Parliament receives invitation to visit Poland. Vice Chairman of the State Great Parliament, Mr. Ajur Sechen, on September the 10th, held a meeting with Ambassador of the Republic of Poland to Mongolia, Krzysztof Bojko. At the meeting, Ambassador Krzysztof Bojko handed an invitation from Deputy Marshal of the Sejm of Poland, Malgorzata Gosiewska, to visit Poland, saying the visit will bring an opportunity to discuss cooperation between the legislators of the two countries and bilateral economic, scientific, and cultural cooperation. Expressing pleasure with the expansion of bilateral cooperation in numerous areas, Vice Chairman Mr. Ajur Sechen said Mongolian-Polish parliamentary cooperation has a key role in relations between the two countries and showed his appreciation of the Deputy Sejm Marshal's valuable contribution to the effort. He gratefully accepted the invitation to visit Poland and said he attached high significance to the visit. The sides discussed bilateral cooperation and visits planned to take place between the two countries. Executives of Russian Diplomatic Academy visit Embassy of Mongolia in Russia. On September the 9th, executives of the Diplomatic Academy of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Russia visited the Embassy of Mongolia in the Russian Federation. During the visit, Ambassador of Mongolia to the Russian Federation, Mr. Dawa, held a meeting with Rector of the Diplomatic Academy, Doctor and Professor of Jurisprudence, Avi Yakovenko, to discuss opportunities for expanding cooperation and increasing its effectiveness. Expressing satisfaction with the increasing number of Mongolian students studying at the Diplomatic Academy of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Russia, which has been leading in the field of training qualified professionals for over 80 years, Ambassador Dawa requested further support for training Mongolian personnel and involving diplomats in professional retraining. As our academy is experienced in building the capacity of diplomats and involving them in retraining, it is considered as one of the leading schools in the field. Aside from significantly contributing to the training of Mongolian diplomats, the academy can serve as a platform for promoting the history, culture, and investment environment of Mongolia, remarked Rector Yakovenko. Discussing joint activities to be implemented in the near future, the sides agreed to organize an event to introduce Mongolian culture as well as how state ceremonies are organized in Mongolia to the students of the Diplomatic Academy within September. Alright, that's all for today's daily news. Now let's have a musical break.
хар хичнээн ихээр хайрлавдаа нуцхан нүдэн сайрчхан чэм оригоо цэмлэн цөхөрлөө баяртай гэсэн үгээ орто шивнэж хайрли буруу тал учир хуйнага зүрхэндээ нуцлья Мэнэ тэл бидэгдэж Чимэ нацта ирэю Тэнэг хэн намайга хайрлэхда Жигүрдэй гэдгэн угаю Мурудло зүгдэн нүхтэ Наз дээр асгарсан хурмэ Мүстэж амжил бий хайрлэхда Шамур сахар мэ
Welcome back to the Voice of Mongolia. Here we are ready to start our listeners' favorite mailbox program. Today we have one letter and a few emails to review, and let's get started. Hope you guys enjoy it. Alright, the first email to introduce is from our regular listener Siddharth Bhacharji from India. He sent the reception report on August the 16th broadcast. He listened to our program on that day at 1200 to 1230 UTC on 605 kHz. He rated the CIMPO code as 444 and said the signal was good. Well, thanks. And at the end of his email, he asked two questions as usual. The first question that he asked is, what is the percentage of literacy rate according to your total population in your country? Okay, here is your answer. In 2018, adult literacy rate for Mongolia was 98.4%. Adult literacy rate of Mongolia increased from 97% in 2000 to 98% in 2018, growing at an average annual rate of 0.33%. Adult literacy rate is the percentage of people aged 15 and above who can both read and write with understanding a short, simple statement about their everyday life. Because of the high literacy rate, we don't think about it a lot in Mongolia, but it's something that we should celebrate. It's also something that we should not take for granted. And there are three reasons why Mongolia's literacy rate is so high. Firstly, compulsory education, which was introduced under communism and continues today. Children are required to attend school for 9 years and education is free in Mongolia. As a result, there is a near universal primary and secondary education in the country and nearly 3 out of 5 students enroll in university. Another reason why the literacy rates are high is the investment that the government of Mongolia has made to education. And the third possible reason is that 90% of Mongolians speak Halha Mongol as their first language. This means literacy resources and teachings are focused on one language rather than a number of different languages as in some countries. While the literacy rate is very high in Mongolia, there are still some that miss out, such as children with disabilities, children from rural areas or from nomadic families, boys in monasteries, and children from ethnic minorities. Reaching out to those children and ensuring they are included as vital, efforts are already being made by the government of Mongolia, UN agencies, and non-governmental organizations, which will hopefully result in a further increase in literacy rates. Okay, the another question from him is, do you observe World Literacy Day on 8th of September in your country? Well, we don't actually celebrate the World Literacy Day, but we celebrate National Literacy Festival, which is held nationwide on May the 1st to 6th. In accordance with the Decree No. 105 by the President of Mongolia in 2003, and to honor mother tongue and promote the national script, National Literacy Festival is annually organized. Also, the ministry made a decision to mark the World Book Day nationwide on April 20th to 25th with an aim to promote reading, and during these days, all libraries operate with special plans and the city libraries offer library cards free of charge. Well, I have answered your questions. Hope you took the information about literacy rate and literacy day in Mongolia. Thank you for always asking interesting questions and sending reception reports. Wish you the best, Sitarta. The next email to review is also from our regular listener, Ratan Kumar Paul from India. He sent the reception report of August 31st broadcast. He listened to the program on that day at 1200 to 1230 UTC on 605 kHz and remarked the CIMPO code as all three, which means fair. He noted in his email that he is our radio's regular listener and really enjoys our programs. Then he also asked a question, how many athletes won medal in Tokyo Paralympics 2020? Okay, first of all, thank you for sending reception report and always asking some questions. And in the previous edition of the Mailbox program, we answered this question, but I will answer it again briefly. So at the 2020 Paralympics, a total of 11 athletes from Mongolia competed in 6 sports. Moreover, Mongolian powerlifter Mr. Sotnam Pilje won a gold medal in men's 107 kilograms with a new Paralympic record result of 245 kilograms. All right, I have answered to your question. Thanks again and have a nice day, Ratan Kumar Paul. Okay, the next email is from Shivendu Paul, who is also our regular listener from India. He listened to our broadcast on September the 5th and 6th at 900 to 930 UTC on 12085 kHz. He rated the CIMPO code as all three, and it means the signal was fair. Well, let me read his whole email. Greetings from India. I'm Shivendu Paul, West Bengal, India, regular listener, Voice of Mongolia. On 5th of September was a Sunday music program. I listened to interesting Mongolian songs and news about sports and culture. On 6th of September was a popular mailbox program. It is the most popular program of Voice of Mongolia. And thank you for reading my email letter in the last mailbox program. On 12th of September, I was participated at Radio Listeners Meet Burhanpur with Raksha Bandhan Festival and visited All India Radio Murshidabad Station, organized by Murshidabad Betar, a Radio Listeners Forum of All India Radio and International Radio Stations. I love the Voice of Mongolia radio station. Wow, that's interesting news, and thank you for always sending reports and warm greetings. Good luck for you, Shivendapal. Alright, the last email to introduce is from Tim Braille from Malaysia. He listened to our broadcast on September the 12th at 1530 to 1600 UTC on 12015 kHz. He rated the CIMPO code as 54544, which means the audio was clear with a strong signal. Also, he sent us the audio report and wrote some notes that he listened from our broadcast. Well, thank you very much for your detailed reception report. It really helps us to improve our broadcast and keep listening to us. Also, please send more reports. Have a nice day, Team Braille. Okay, we have finished introducing the emails which we have received last week. Now I'm going to read a letter which is from Peter Moller from Germany. He sent this letter very early, but we handed it just a few days ago. And he sent a report of November the 9th and 28th of December 2020. He listened to these programs via internet and rated it as a score of all five. On each report, he wrote the program details and some words that he understood. And in the end of the letter, he wrote that the radio broadcast had Mr. Ralph Urbanchik for me at the MP3 file, put all programs up to copy of CD and send this me. That was a great pleasure for me, and this is your information. Thank you, and can you send me Kuzel cards with landscape photos or wildlife shots? I hope to hear from you soon and am yours sincerely. Well, thank you, Mr. Peter Moller, and we are very sorry that we are reading your letter just now. We really want to send you Kuzel cards and other things, but due to the pandemic, we are unable to send Kuzel cards to our listeners, but we will never forget you and we'll send you Kuzel cards if it gets possible. Thanks again and wish you the best from all of us at Voice of Mongolia Radio. Alright, that's all for today's mailbox program. You have listened to the reviews of letters and emails which you have received last week. Thank you for all the listeners who sent us reception reports. Keep listening to us and have a nice day. Goodbye, listeners. Шот нуурын дирэсэ дигэт чимэн мини дигэт цогт дигэт сартав чигэсэ Тим шоу чимэн нар шоу аа нарм чи бэ бодор ачаван пэн шоу аур бусунган дөш ах нутм сонгож явсан асгартал өөж жосон нутэнэ цогцтой зүхэн чамаага харах юм хэлхэм хүсэж дэрсэн хайрыг болож болохгүй юм итгэц итгэц зү байд миний хайр юм Don't just enjoy it, just enjoy it, and then it's all yours. Ах хэн бэрх цураасаа амдилаа хайж Болох хэн би нэгэн өдөр дуугаа болоо Ас
болоход тэдэн хоёр бадамслаа. Шаху байдаггүй ихээл тэгш ингэсгээл. Орон мөч бүхэн мөдөө цухтаа өнгөргөөл. Тэр бэлтэг цаг, тэр цаг бүх юм сайхан байсан. Чиний бүх юм сайхан надад гойхон санагдсан. Цаг хугацаа явсан миний дасаар. Дотор дотороо дасаар барыг хайр мусоо. Хавар ирлээ, дагаад хайр ирлээ. Хайртай болжээ, хэдий би түндээ.
Надад чимэн ирсэн мөртлөө. Нэгэд мэдхэд нэсэд үтсан. Бусад эрэх юм шиг сансан. Муру байсныг энэ мэдрээгүй. Надад чимэн ирээ бутсан. Хашу чим байсыг зарсан. Үрдадас явсан байсны. Хочин би ухарч алгасан. Надад чимэн ирсэн мөртлөө. Нэгэд мэдхэд нэсэд үтсан. Бусад эрэх юм шиг сансан. Муру байсныг энэ мэдрээгүй.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishte!
Was a plane was hard to